Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show this Friday. Thank you for being with us. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So we look at this, you know, Donald Trump, it wasn't really an arraignment, goes to Georgia yesterday. How nice of Joe Biden, apparently, and maybe Joe Biden has set a precedent for when, you know, this entire bribery, money laundering, these scandal allegations come to fruition. Maybe this is a preview of coming attractions involving him. You know, I played it in the last hour. Victor Shokin, the prosecutor that got fired. Isn't Biden giving money in exchange for my firing alone a case enough? Yeah, he actually went further and said this was about bribery. An exact point about the Biden crime family. He says he confirms that Joe Biden took bribes, saying that Joe and Hunter accused him of corruption. They took large money, bribes from Burisma, and were behind his firing. I don't want to deal in unproven facts, but my personal conviction is that, yes, he said this to Brian Kilmeade, this was the case. They were being bribed. Wow. $1 billion. And this, now we know, came after the official policy in the Obama administration, was that they had made enough progress in Ukraine as it relates to corruption that it was their official policy to give them the $1 billion. And that should have been the main reason that Joe was in Ukraine speaking to the parliament. But of course, that was 5 days earlier. The phone call from Dubai with Hunter and Burisma executives. They desperately needed D.C. help. We know what the help was. Joining us now to analyze the impact of this on the 2024 campaign and much more is former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, author of a book everybody should read, March to the Majority, which, by the way, is a roadmap for Republicans to get back power. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and but I have to confess I'm deeply troubled by the kind of things that are going on. It's just, to me, it's astonishing that we could be living through this and that we could have a former and potentially future president of the United States being treated this way by a clearly corrupt and partisan district attorney whose indictment I think is so phony and so full of flaws that it's just embarrassing for America.
So the question is, I mean, I don't think in any of these venues they're going to be particularly friendly to Donald Trump. 12% of New York City, the population in New York City voted for Trump, a little over 5% in D.C. Fulton County is a little better, but that comes in at a low 24%. And even though in a RICO statute, you have to prove criminal intent that they knew that it was unlawful and that they purposely set out to break the law. I would argue, Mr. Speaker, and I would assume that, you know, I interviewed President Trump a lot, and I would assume you would had spoken to him during the time. I would bet any amount of money I had that he'd pass a lie detector test this day that he still believes that he won Georgia.
Right. And then look, the whole problem with this thing is, and you see it both with use of a RICO statute, which, remember, was designed for the mafia and for drug dealers. I mean, to apply that to a president of the United States is just so insultingly stupid and arrogant. And then, frankly, Jack Smith using the 1870 South Carolina Ku Klux Klan Act. I mean, these are people who, and this is my one criticism of lawyers who go on these shows and try to explain it. This isn't about the rule of law. This is about the rule of power. This is like Ortega in Nicaragua locking up the Catholic bishop. It has nothing to do with the law. They just make up crimes, and then they say you're guilty. It's like, you know, Putin's major political rival just got an additional 19-year sentence while he was in prison. They brought her back up and said, oh, we're going to retry you. The 7-year sentence isn't enough. We're adding another 19. He told a reporter, I basically have a death sentence. The only question is whether it's my death or Putin's. But he said, I'll never get out of here while Putin's alive. Well, that's kind of the Biden attitude. These people working for Biden, who are people who worked for Obama, they believe they're above the law. They believe they can break the law. And they believe the rest of us are too dumb to realize this has nothing to do with the rule of law and everything to do with politics.
So, you know, if what is your advice now to Donald Trump? And how do you see this playing out? And, you know, he keeps calling this election interference. Well, we did have the FBI in two presidential elections, in my view, put the cinder blocks on the scale of an election. One, by exonerating Hillary for the very same thing they raided Mar-a-Lago about, and that's top secret classified documents. Two, the other big issue is, you know, whether or not Donald Trump may have erased surveillance tapes or wanted to erase them but didn't. And meanwhile, she did erase 33,000 subpoenaed emails. Nothing happened to her. Joe Biden had top secret classified documents in four separate locations. He didn't get raided. His special counsel doesn't seem in a rush to do anything. Then we have the Biden sweetheart deal by a friend of Bo Biden, who was investigating for 4+ years, allowing the statute of limitations to run out. And then, of course, big tech being talked to weekly by the FBI, warning them of a possible misinformation campaign against them that probably or likely would be about Joe or Hunter Biden. But they knew that the laptop was very real, and they wouldn't confirm it to Twitter and Facebook when asked directly. It sounds like they wanted a certain outcome in these races.
Well, of course they did. I mean, the 2020 election is the most rigged election in American history, which is different than saying it was stolen on election day. But you can't take things like the $420 million Zuckerberg put into selective turnout, or the fact that all of the big social media companies collectively suppressed the New York Post, or the fact that 51 intelligence officers signed a total lie, which was then used by Biden in the last debate with Trump. So, I mean, you go through this again and again, and what you find out is this is a very sick, very corrupt system. Trump is the first person to have the guts to take it head on, and he's frankly being attacked for defending all of us from what is a potential tyranny.
You know, but you understand a political reality here. I know his base is very, very strong, and, you know, now we're going to head into 2024, and he's facing the possibility of four separate trials in the middle of a primary season. I mean, if the special counsel has his way, the Washington, D.C. case would start on January 2nd. If Fannie Willis from Fulton County has her way, well, that case would start on March 4th, the day before Super Tuesday.
Right.
And then we have two other cases that he's got to deal with. Now, do you foresee a scheduling conflict for somebody running for president? Because I do. And how do you handle that?
Yeah, I don't. And I've said this publicly, the morning President Trump walks into a courtroom under duress, he will have 15 or 20 million surrogate campaigners who will come forward and volunteer to campaign for him. People don't understand it. He's not a candidate. He is the leader of a national movement. He's fully as much as Nelson Mandela was, fully as much as any other figure in history who has been locked up for being the leader of a movement that sought a different outcome than the establishment wanted.
But you know liberals hearing this and the mob and the media hearing this. Newt Gingrich just compared Donald Trump to Nelson Mandela. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you'll get criticized for that.
Certain, I don't care.
I know. I've known you long enough to know you don't care.
Look,
that I know.
Well, I was one of the people who voted to impose sanctions on South Africa to end apartheid and helped it pass the Congress against the Reagan administration. I was honored to be able to host Nelson Mandela in the Capitol. He's a remarkable figure. I'm not saying that Trump is like Nelson Mandela. I'm saying that the regime in South Africa putting Nelson Mandela in prison for two decades is very similar to what Biden wants to do. The regime in Nicaragua putting the Catholic bishop in prison is very much like what Biden wants to do. The Chinese dictatorship putting a 90-year-old cardinal in prison is very much like what Biden wants to do. Let's be honest. Biden wants to take a dictatorial position of putting in jail the leading opponent who has millions and millions of supporters. Now, I'm perfectly happy to have some nutcake on the left say, well, Gingrich is describing this inaccurately. Tell me the inaccuracy, because the very person who's going to criticize me wants to put Donald Trump in jail.
How does this play out with independent voters who decide every election?
Well, I think that this is a two-part campaign. Almost classically going back to the politics of a generation ago. First, Trump has to become the nominee. If Trump does become the nominee, and everything indicates he probably will, then he has to wage a campaign in which it's not a referendum on Trump. It is a choice. And if he can make clear that the choice is between the affordable, job-creating world of Donald Trump and the unaffordable, destructive world of Joe Biden, he might do amazingly well. I think it's possible. If they campaign on the right issues next year, for example, parental choice, parents ought to have the right to decide where their children go to school. Parents ought to know what's happening to their child in that school, versus the teachers union ought to own your child, and the teachers union ought to be able to tell your child in the third grade whether or not they ought to change genders. Now, I think in that debate, Trump wins by an amazing margin, including among women, because most women are very uncomfortable with that idea. If the debate on abortion handled correctly by Trump and the Republicans, that is, we think 15 weeks is a reasonable limit to abortion. We think life of the mother, incest, and rape are reasonable exemptions versus a party committed to killing your baby on the last day, or in some cases, committed to killing your baby up to 30 days after it's born. I think we win that fight, but we have to have the guts to make it. We can't back off from it. So I think we can win the general election with Trump or with DeSantis or with Ramaswamy or Nikki Haley. I mean, I'm very optimistic that the country's not crazy. And, you know, there are going to be two choices. It's either going to be Joe Biden, or if he literally can't get there, I think it's going to be Kamala Harris. And I don't think this country will elect Kamala Harris president.
It's pretty interesting. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue more with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Don't forget his book is now out, March to the Majority. If you want a roadmap how to win in 2024, there it is.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds, and you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, we continue now with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. So what if there is maybe two of the four trials, and let's say Donald Trump is convicted? You know, play out that scenario for me.
Well, then he has to campaign from jail.
How do you campaign from jail?
I think at that point the country goes crazy. I mean, first of all, how does the Secret Service handle its legal obligation to protect a former president if he's put in jail?
I don't know. Is he surrounded in jail by armed Secret Service agents?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this whole thing is insane. I mean, what?
Yeah, maybe there's a reason why this is a former president has never been indicted in history, and a leading rival has never been charged with felonies like this. Four separate charges, well, 91 total. But
yesterday, Ramaswamy had exactly the right point. He said, look, the American people get to judge Donald J. Trump, not a corrupt Justice Department, not a rigged jury, not a rigged prosecutor. And I think most Americans will agree that in the end, the prospect of putting a former president in prison is crazy.
Don't you think, when you look at the map in terms of, it looks like the trials will be held in an election year, and where I believe Donald Trump would have a much more fair chance of winning would be in the appeals process. That would happen post-election. That doesn't seem fair either.
No, I don't know. I think, first of all, I think we're a lot further from trials than these people would like us to believe. second, I think that an appeal process to the Supreme Court would occur pretty quickly, not slowly. But I also think that the more the country understands who the players are, the more the country understands that the Supreme Court has already repudiated Jack Smith unanimously for having tried to rig a jury trial against the Republican governor of Virginia. He was picked by the attorney general because he's basically like a rabid dog, and he will do anything to win, and he is a total hardline left winger. Exactly the opposite of what you'd like in a prosecutor who you'd like to have as a balanced, reasonable, and responsible person. So I said to you the other day, I don't think we're in a political environment. I think we're in a historic environment. History is bigger than we are, and I don't know how this is all going to work out. I think this is one of the most remarkable. It's probably the most unstable period since the 1850s, which led up to a civil war.
That's pretty frightening, Mr. Speaker. It really is. And by the way, what's happening to the country economically, our place in the world is chilling also. These are rough times. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, his book, by the way, in bookstores across the country, Amazon.com. We put it up on Hannity.com. It's called March to the Majority. Sir, it's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Sean Hannity Show, talking about what's right for America with a renewed commitment to keep you up to date on the breaking news stories.
25 now to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number. If you want to be a part of the program this Friday, we'll get to your calls here in just a minute. All right, students headed back to school now. Do you think they're going to be learning about founding principles that made this country the greatest, best, freest, most prosperous nation God ever gave man? Will they learn about inalienable rights, that they're natural rights, God-given rights, not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? Well, if your kids are heading off to Hillsdale College, the answer would be yes. And by the way, these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale now has extended their mission, now teaching kids K through 12 students and also lifelong learners like you and me. Now, if you're not already doing so, one of the best ways to start learning from our friends at Hillsdale is through Imprimis. Now, it is Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up, get it at the special website. It's seanforhillsdale.com, S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. You're going to look forward to it, as I do every month. It's interesting, it's useful, it's free, and it is the best and the smartest in conservative and constitutionalist thought. That's Sean, S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. Do it today. All right, This is getting very interesting. And I keep laying out the timeline here because it's fresh in my mind. You have Maureen Dowd writing that column in the New York Times, is eviscerating Joe Biden, being heartless and soulless by not recognizing his seventh granddaughter for over 4 years. It results in Joe saying, oh, Hunter gave me permission now to recognize her. Okay, so I'll now finally recognize her. Okay, nobody believes that either. Then it led to the New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, now beginning to dip their toe into this issue involving the Joe Biden, what is his bribery and money laundering allegation scandals. And now you've got Van Jones over at Fake News CNN saying what I've been telling you is now happening. You'll know it's real when you see real investigative work into what we have been reporting, you know, almost single-handedly on television and radio. The hard work of John Solomon played a big, big part in all of this. And that is, Democrats are really concerned about Joe Biden. Nobody wants to go on TV and say it. Well, he said it. Listen.
Well, you know, that's a tricky one. I think people are concerned about Joe Biden. They really are. I mean, Democrats are, you know, they talk behind their hand. Nobody wants to go on TV and say it, because we all like to be able to go to, you know, barbecues and house parties. But people are concerned. I do think that anybody but Trump going up against someone like Biden, given some of his challenges recently, probably might have a good shot and could make that age an issue. The problem is, when you put a Biden up against a Trump, Trump has so many other issues, and he's not that much younger, that it becomes a little bit of a wash, and then people kind of just go back to their respective corners.
Okay. Now, if this issue involving Victor Shokin, doing an interview with my colleague Brian Kilmeade, talking about bribery, listen.
I do not want to deal in unproven facts, but my firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed. The fact that Joe Biden gave away $1 billion in U.S. Money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing, isn't that alone a case of corruption?
Yes, that would be a case of corruption. So as they get all giddy, our old friend Nicole Wallace, remember, she ran the McCain campaign. She worked for George W. Bush. I don't know what's happened to her politically, but, you know, I always got along with her. You know, listen to how she fights back her laugh as she talks about Trump headed to jail where three people have died. Really, imagine if I said this and it was Joe Biden.
He will surrender himself for processing at an overcrowded jail with a reputation for violence and neglect. A jail that is accustomed to holding defendants facing charges up to and including violent crimes, where stabbings are frequent. And actually, three people have lost their lives over the last month. That jail is where the disgraced ex-president of these United States is heading right now.
What's going to happen if this Biden bribery and money laundering scandal results in Joe Biden having to go through the same thing? Wonder if they're going to be as giddy over at MSDNC at that moment. Anyway, let's get to our busy phones. Chad in Texas. Chad, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Sean, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hope you're doing well. Happy Friday to you. And the short word here is, my top talking point is about the mugshot heard around the world. That's the short version of it. And I hope there's time here to get this in. First and foremost, Sean, and this also goes to your staff, it's not a one-man show that you have there. So everything that you do day in and day out is, especially now in these troubling times, even though you say every day, let not your heart be troubled, well, even for individuals like myself and you and Faith and all of that, it is a little bit troubled these days. So you're the shining light and a beacon of voice to keep us sane and to know that, you know, at the end, hopefully everything is going to be okay. So the mugshot heard around the world, and obviously, and then seeing around the world, another one of those things that broke the internet. So I saw this in different ways, and I narrowed it down to two. Number one, obviously, it's no surprise that this is happening. These events unfolding, unprecedented events, not ever happened before in our country, and it's happening to one specific man that they still cannot get over, that they cannot get rid of, and he is in the way of all of us. We all know that. He doesn't have to do this. He didn't have to do it in 2016. Ever since June 15, 2016, coming down that escalator, he has been the target of the left more than the most vicious criminals in our country's history. He didn't have to do it in 2020, but obviously did his reelection campaign. He's doing it now when he doesn't have to. The other side of it is very troubling. And my son just turned 15 years old last week and tried to explain it to him. Of course, I don't always talk politics or whatever. It's very difficult to explain why, you know, this is happening, or even anyone that doesn't even follow politics but may side to the right, why is this happening? And there's other things that I can say here. Constraints of time, I cannot go into it, but it's a very sad of where this country is and where it's going. And we have one day coming up here in the next couple of weeks. September the 11th is where we could put all of this aside and come together as one. That is the only day. We can't even do that at Christmas sometimes. But for us Americans here, especially the ones, I don't want to do left, right, or center, but no right from wrong, can see it for what it is. Once September the 12th happens, and then boom, it's back to square one. It is back to hearing all of these indictments and arrest and this.
Well, I think a lot of people have already forgotten about 9/11. I think one of them is Joe Biden. I mean, this deal that his Justice Department wants to cut with the Al-Qaeda Five, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, is unfathomable to me. And I just can't believe the stupidity of it all. 9/11 did bring Americans together, like we hadn't seen in a long time, and we could probably use a little bit more of that for sure. But it's in this political environment, I don't see it. I just don't. And I think that, you know, we now are living through really dangerous times for the Republic. If our Department of Justice is weaponized and politicized, and the same with our FBI, weaponized and politicized, you know, that scares me. And by the way, I'm not looking for unfair justice. I want Lady Justice to be blind. But it's not blind in this case. In this case, it's get this guy at all costs. That's what this is. And it's obvious to anybody with eyes to see.
Right. When is the last time anything has been said about, you know, well, they pretty much forgotten about the cocaine found in the White House? I mean, that's never happened before in our country. All of the, you know, all of this stuff is going at him to defer from the guy, I shouldn't say the guy that is the president, from the president that is in office right now, and everything that has conspired of his dealings over with Hunter, and all of that is to continually attack, throw it on Trump. So where hopefully the stuff about the Biden family syndicate that you do an incredible job, and your staff as well and your team do an incredible job of bringing it to light, but that other side of the aisle, they don't want that. It is everything to shy away from it, to continue to pile on to Donald Trump. And so, yeah, as you said it best, these are very, very troubling times, and it's hard to see that, you know, some light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, get us to 2024, and as Donald Trump always says, let's see what happens.
Well, we really don't have any other choice, do we? If you're asking me if I feel particularly confident, I don't. I'm very concerned about the country, the direction of the country, and you know, this guy is, Van Jones is right. You know, he's just saying what very few Democrats will say publicly. But however, the dam might break, the dominoes may begin to fall, and I may be proven right. We'll find out. Anyway, Chad, thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. David in Vegas, he's on KDON Radio. What's up, David? How are you? Happy Friday.
Good, Sean. How are you doing, man? Happy Friday.
All good. What's going on?
You know, I called because I just can't believe that it hasn't surfaced up to the top yet. that we really need to be in a position. We are in a position where we can impeach Merrick Garland. I mean, he testified in Congress, not just a yes or no answer, but he vehemently testified that Weiss had more power than a special counsel. He didn't need to be a special counsel because he had more power than a special counsel. And now he's assigned him a special counsel. So,
well, there are a couple of benefits he gets out of appointing David Weiss as the special counsel. And one of them is now David Weiss, who was accused by IRS whistleblowers that took contemporaneous notes when David Weiss was complaining he didn't have the power to go into other jurisdictions in his investigation into Hunter, and that he allowed the statute of limitations to run out on many of these charges, and he never charged him with a FARA crime. And the initial plan was to just give him a pass on all of it anyway, and only because the whistleblowers came out that he come up with a sweetheart plea agreement. Well, that also takes off the table any ability he would have to go before Congress and answer that question. He'd say, well, this is all part of an ongoing investigation. I'm not allowed to comment at this time. And that provides both of them cover, because I believe the whistleblowers. I think they did tell the truth. And I do believe that Weiss did say he didn't have the authority. And that would mean that Garland didn't tell the truth. That would mean that David Weiss didn't tell the truth. And you know what? There's just too much credibility behind these whistleblowers to make me believe otherwise. And, you know, there were four other people in that room. We got to hear from them, and Republicans are making efforts to hear from them, too. So stay tuned. I think that's an unfolding story. Appreciate the call, David. Have a good weekend. Quick break. Right back. More of your calls. 800-941-SHAWN as we continue. And don't forget Hannity tonight. We're going to doing a whole special into the weaponization of our Department of Justice in America. That's 9 Eastern. Set your DVR on Hannity. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the Let Us Do Good Village, it's in Land O'Lakes, Florida now as a community. It's going to have about 100 homes for the foundation's program participants. Two families now already are moved in, a Gold Star family and the family of a severely injured hero who served our nation. They moved into their first smart home in this case, but the Let Us Do Good Village, really special place where families can heal together, a community where children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes, they grow up and experience life together. It's all only thanks to the extraordinary donation of many acres of land and, of course, your generosity. So we can all help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. And hopefully the Let Us Do Good Village will be the first of many communities around the country like it. And with every mortgage-free home, the foundation, they're following through on their promise to do good, to never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. But they can't do it without our help. And all of us here on Team Hannity, we're committed. We hope you'll commit. $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2. The letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Chris, Washington State. What's up, Chris? How are you?
I'm well, Sean. Thanks. Honor to speak with you.
Honor's all mine. What's going on?
Well, I'm terribly concerned about these January 6 people that have been jailed and persecuted, prosecuted. I think this is going to be a stain on our republic and our Constitution that we're going to look back, you know, 5, 10, whatever years, and shake our heads that this has gone on. And you know, I would like to see everyone that was on that debate stage hold their right hand up and say, you know, and pledge to pardon these people. I think
here's the problem with what you're saying, and I have a very different problem with this whole issue. I don't like the dual standard of justice. You're going to treat what happened on January 6th. For those people that did enter the Capitol unlawfully, they broke the law. You know, now, do I think some of them have been punished excessively and made an example of, et cetera, et cetera? Yeah, I believe that, selective prosecution. But, you know, we have all this video footage of 574 riots in the summer of 2020, and we've not prioritized looking at the people responsible for killing a couple of dozen dead Americans, killing a couple of dozen Americans. They're dead now, and also causing billions in property damage, and those that injured, you know, over 2,000 cops hauling, you know, bricks and rocks and Molotov cocktails at cops that got injured. Why didn't we use all the video evidence and footage there to go after them? Where's the summer of 2024, I'm sorry, 2020 riot committee in Washington? We didn't have one. And there's been very little to zero follow-up in spite of all the evidence, video evidence that we have available to us. That bothers me. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I agree. I agree completely. You know, and also, you know, I agree. I like what Newt Gingrich had to say, you know, how they're coming after Trump. And then always remember what Donald says, they're, you know, when they're coming after me, they're coming after you, and they are, and they already are. I mean, look at what's going on with these jailed J6 folks, and it's not going to stop there. If things don't change, and the DOJ is not, you know, we the weaponization of the DOJ is frightening. It's one of the most egregious things I've seen as a patriotic.
But it's interesting you bring this up, because former FBI agent Nicole Parker and Eric Eggers with the Government Accountability Institute, we're going to take a deeper dive into the Joe Biden, what is now a bribery and money laundering allegation scandal that seems to be getting more real by the hour. But of course, the media is trying to ignore that. Anyway, appreciate the call. News Roundup, information overload, and your calls also coming up next hour, 800-941-SEAN. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.